Good morning. It is June 20th, 2017. The time is 08:48 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside on this Tuesday morning on a day off from the day job. I already got one audio in this morning, not here on my channel. I'm actually, it's my first contribution to another channel. It's called Roll Call here on this program, formerly known as Audio Boo. So plug in the search engine there, Roll Call, the search bar there here on this program, formerly known as Audio Boo, and you'll see I made a contribution over there. What Roll Call is there's a bunch of people that are going to probably be migrating over from Anchor version 1, the original, over here to this program formerly known as Audio Boo, and do some audio. So it's a channel that I'm over there on, and I'll probably contribute every now and then. But I am here now to talk about my afterthoughts of a movie I saw last night. And that movie is Wonder Woman 2017. And what that is about, it's before she was Wonder Woman, she was Diane, Princess of the Amazons, trained warrior. When a pilot crashes and tells of conflict in the outside world, she leaves home to fight a war to end all wars, discovering her full power and true destiny. And the war to end all wars was World War I. So the development of the character here, I think, was pretty decent. I'm going to go out right out of the gate and not even wait till the end of this audio that I liked it, I enjoyed it, and out of 10 stars, I would give it 8 to 8.5 stars. So it's a pretty decent movie, in my opinion. I enjoyed it. There's a couple parts there that are like, I don't know about this, I don't know about that. But you find that in all the movies and stuff. But this was a DC comic movie. It wasn't a Marvel, which we've been seeing a lot of them. I think the last DC comic movie I've seen with the series is Batman is DC. You know, you got your DC heroes and you got your Marvel heroes. And I guess I still found myself looking for Stan Lee, who always makes his cameo appearances over there in the Marvel movies and stuff like that. But the two main actors, Gail Gadot, who plays Diane, Wonder Woman, very good actress. I think she played the part. And it's sort of the way it starts, I'm not going to give it away, but the way it starts out and it's sort of a flashback on how Wonder Woman, you know, it's the first one, so it's developing from the get-go. So I think the flashback aspect worked a little bit. It sort of had a little reminiscence of some other movies I've seen where, you know, there's an item that comes back that sort of reminds the main character of how it all got started. So I think it was a good setup as far as starting developing the character of Wonder Woman. The storyline itself, like I said, the fight scenes are great. I love the fight scenes. The fight scenes, I think there's one person in here, is either one of the writers or director. Well, the director is Patty Jenkins. But somebody, from what my daughter was telling me, was associated with 300, the movie 300. But the fight scenes are along that type of visual effect and stuff, and I love that. That was freaking fantastic. Best part of the movie, I think, as far as when Wonder Woman's just kicking ass all over the place, and I love that. The second main actor was Chris Pine, who is most notably young Captain Kirk in the rebooted Star Trek movies, and I like his character. I like him as an actor as well. I think anything he plays in, he's pretty solid. But there's a couple points in the movie. It's like, okay, let's get moving on here and stuff, you know. So, but that's, like I say, you can find that in every movie. But I thoroughly enjoyed it. I love going to movies like this with my son and my daughter and stuff, because afterwards I get their perspective, which is really interesting. And it's I find that somebody else's opinion of something almost more interesting than my own opinion, I guess, because it encourages, it gets me to think about the things and stuff like that. and whatnot. So it overall a very good movie. I'm glad I saw it on the big screen with the, like I said, the fight scenes there of Wonder Woman against the I'm not going to give away any part of the movie. Let's just say the forces of evil. But just from what I already said, she's fighting a war to end all wars. You can tell it takes place during World War I. So she's, the bad guys are the Nazis, the Germans back then in World War I. But she's not really fighting the German army. She's fighting some other more high powerful evil element, and I was just going to leave it at that. So, but I enjoyed it. It was a little bit of a twist there with that particular character there, the big evil person. You think it's one person, and they do a switcheroony on you and stuff like that, and it's pretty interesting. So, I would recommend if you're into this type of genre of movies to go see it on the big screen before you can. I'm sure I will be seeing this movie again on DVD or the rent to view on the Apple TV, because I think it's well worth watching a second and third time. I mean, maybe even get the DVD and stuff like that. I think this is a character that's going to be interesting, especially certain aspects that you see at the beginning of the movie and who she is associated with and the time frame where she ends up at the end of the movie when you you realize that it was a flashback. So, a very good movie. So, again, 8 to 8.5 stars I would give it. And I'm looking forward to the next installment of Wonder Woman, because this is the second movie I've seen. The first movie this year was Guardians of the Galaxy 2, which I gave that, I think, an 8.5 to 9. That was a little bit better than this movie, but it's still up there where I really enjoyed it. And would recommend it. So I'm not sure what the next movie we're going to go see. There's a movie coming out, I think September, October frame. It's the next Thor movie. That will definitely be a must watch. I was thinking about going to see Mummies, but I'm going to wait till that comes out on DVD from what I've been hearing it. I definitely did not see Baywatch. that tanked. It's from what I heard. But I'm really into the adventure characters on these movies is from DC and Marvel. And I really would love to see Deadpool. I guess my son was telling me there's a second movie going to be made of Deadpool, which I love that character. That's a Marvel character. So that's about all I have now. I'm going to get another cup of coffee because I think the daughter's making a second pot. And then I have a lawn to mow today, as the grass dries out from all the rain we've been getting over the last couple days. So you all have a good one wherever you may be on this blue marble. Live life, have fun, ciao for now, and as always, peace.